You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
To talk about the NBA is a former NBA sharpshooter, one of the best three-point artists ever. He's also now the host of a podcast called Raising Fame Sports Edition. He is one half of the very successful parenting combo that helped create NBA MVP Steph Curry amongst the rest of his children, all very, very successful. Joining us here on the show is Del Curry. Del, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me. Good morning.
My pleasure, man. Thanks so much for joining us. And your son, Steph, he's had a tough season, rehabbing from the injury all season long. How has that been to watch him and be connected to him on a daily basis go through that rehab?
Well, obviously, I think he's missed playing. His team has missed him on the floor along with the entire NBA. It's a little, you know, frustrating. He got hurt so early in the season. But he's been through the injury bug before, so he's working hard to get back. The bone heals fine. He's traveling with the team. He's working out. He's just got to make sure that the hand is as strong as possible. So I think they're going to reevaluate him again early March and see where he's at. But he's hoping to get back on the floor before the end of the year, just to get out there with his teammates. Now he's got a new teammate in Andrew Wiggins. So, yeah, it's a little frustrated, but it's part of the game. He understands that. He's been there before. So he'll get back and do well.
You know, never is an injury a good thing, but I look at LeBron and the Lakers last year. LeBron's injuries and them missing the postseason allowed him so much time that he's never had in his career to rehabilitate, to relax, to decompress, and to just not have mileage on his wheels. For the Warriors, 5 consecutive NBA Finals appearances. Those are long postseasons and short offseasons. Is it possible for Steph and for Klay and for the Warriors that have been out this year, it's been actually an advantage to have a bit of a breather year to be able to recuperate and recalibrate?
Well, we'll find out whether it's an advantage or not. I think, you said it, playing, you know, going to the finals 5 straight years. The night he broke his hand, I was with him, and we were driving back to his house. We figured out he knew exactly each series and how many games he had played over the last 5 years. We calculated he had played probably 150 extra games. And then you have to, I think, put a number on that because of the intensity of the game. And we figured it was like around 180 games over the last 5 years extra. So when you play that many games, that many minutes, that high intensity, things are going to happen. So, yeah, I think this is a good time for all of those guys to kind of take a break, recharge, get the bodies right, get the mind right, and then miss the game a little bit. Those guys, they love to play the game. So, like anything, you take something away that you love, you miss it, you want to get back to it, you work your tail off to get back at it, and then you come back refreshed, energized, renewed. So I think that's the kind of approach they're taking this year. So they're looking forward, to a good draft pick, developing their young players, and then seeing, what they can do next year.
Del Curry, host of the podcast Raising Fame Sports Edition, former NBA sharpshooter, of course, the father of Steph Curry, NBA MVP, multi-time champion, Seth as well, and also a daughter that is very successful as well, joining us here on the show. What does Steph think about the addition of Andrew Wiggins, a young player that maybe has not lived up to his potential but is under contract for a number of years and could be in Golden State for a couple of seasons?
I like the pickup. I like the fit. I think he needed a new scenery, a change. I think he anticipated this, and coming to the culture that the Warriors have built over the last, 5 years, I think will help Andrew. He was going nowhere in Minnesota, and it seems like he's excited to come over and join their team. So I like their fit, coupled with what we just talked about, the rest of the players getting healthy. You have another wing guy, athletic, can score the ball. I think he could be a much better defender. Then he is shown in Minnesota and can take, the scoring load off those guys on a nightly basis. He's a 20-point scorer in the league. Anytime you can pick one of those guys up, give him a new change, give him some new life, I think it'll help. So I love the pickup. I've always liked Andrew Wiggins. number one pick in the draft for nothing. So he can definitely play, and I think coming to that culture will help expand his game.
How's Steph like it?
Loves it. Loves it. I think, again, he's Wiggins is something that the Warriors have always touted, and it was rumored, you know, widely that they were looking at Andrew. So Steph, he loves the pickup. He thinks it's a great fit.
You were around and saw what Andre Iguodala meant to that franchise. He won an NBA Finals MVP for the Golden State Warriors. What do you think he brings to the Heat in that trade?
Flexibility, defensive versatility, leadership, you know, Finals MVP. He knows what it takes to get there. He looks like he's always been in great shape, so he's been working out hard to get himself into shape, and just another body that knows how to play the game, knows the league, knows the players around the league, is respected. So another great pickup, and I mean, they gave him an extension on his deal. That's how much they think of him to be able to pick him up. So I know Andre well. He's a great guy. He's going to be great for that locker room. He's going to help those guys, and he still has a lot of game left. So, again, it just makes the Eastern Conference that much more exciting when you're coming down the stretch here trying to vie for your playoff positioning, and he's going to bolster the rotation for the Miami Heat.
Del Curry is our guest this morning here on the show. Back end of your career, you played against Kobe Bryant. I'd like to know your thoughts about the passing of Kobe and what it was like to compete against him.
Oh, man, that was a tough day for me. It still is. I mean, like the whole world, we're in shock. It's almost like, okay, this can't be true. Kobe, fierce competitor, I was able to play against him. Knew he was going to be a great player. So the NBA is still grieving over the passing of Kobe, Gian, and everybody that was on board. You never want to see something like that happen. But like Kobe Bryant, when he would want the league to go on and flourish and guys to play well. And I think guys are doing that while also remembering a great person, great player, and everything that he did on and off the floor.
How did you know he was going to be a great player?
Just by his competitive spirit, chirping a little bit on the floor, his athleticism, his will to play. You knew right away that he had a great motor, just athletic, learned the game, loved the game. But it's competitive drive on a nightly basis. In the NBA, you have to have that competitive. You have to want to lace them up and compete every night. If you don't, you'll be exposed. And he was the epitome of that.
Del Curry is our guest this morning here on the DA Show on CBS Sports Radio. At the deadline, the Clippers, they end up getting Marcus Morris, and they keep him away from the L.A. Lakers. Do you think that that addition puts the Clippers ahead of the Lakers in a chase for a championship?
Great question there. The Lakers standing pat, you know, they like their team. They Kuzma was the guy that was rumored, didn't want to give him up, and I don't blame him. He's such a good talent. I don't know, being on the Eastern Conference and kind of concentrating on the Eastern Conference other than watching my two sons, I don't know if that's going to push them past the Lakers. I think it's great for the NBA. It's something to talk about down the stretch here. But Morris is definitely like Andre. He's going to help the Heat. He's going to definitely help score the ball, bring that fierce competitive spirit, tough guy, can defend. But the Lakers are good. They have a good, talented team, veteran team. So who knows how it's going to shake out. I think they close the gap, if you will.
Now, you host this podcast, Raising Fame Sports Edition, and it's about raising – you know, wonderful young people and children that go on to great things. And you had Steph Curry as obviously, you know, somebody that you are watching, a child watching kind of flourish. What was it like to be parenting somebody that probably you knew internally had greatness, but maybe other people didn't because of the school that he went to college and maybe some of the people that overlooked him coming through high school and into college ball?
First of all, I wouldn't say that we knew he had greatness. I think we knew that he had drive and loved the game. And in high school, I thought he could play at the next level of college. But still, greatness, I don't think anybody can say that a teenager is destined for greatness. We just went into this wanting to find out how other parents raised normal kids. We're just raising our kids to be normal, prosperous, productive people in society, and then they take off in their particular sport to become great, to become celebrities and top at their craft. So we just wanted to talk with other parents, other people that's raised some of those kids. Like, how'd you do it? How did you realize it? What was it like? What kind of values did you instill in these kids? And it's been a lot of fun. The parents, the guardians, been so easy to talk to, so open, honest, and it's been a really fun project. We've enjoyed every single podcast that we've done. We hope that the public and the audience really enjoys the podcast, gets something out of it, and our theme was just dare to parent your kid, even though whether you thought you knew they were great or not, dare to parent them to be the person that you wanted them to be with the beliefs and values that you instilled in them, and it's been a fun ride.
You talked to so many cool parents of so many huge athletic successes, the Bradys, Megan Rapinoe, Michael Phelps, Dwayne Wade, the Williams sisters, Russell Wilson. These are huge stars and huge successes. I want to know what it was like to talk to the parents of Gronk, because Gronk is such kind of an outrageous personality. What was it like to raise that type of young man?
With his brothers as well, the dad.
Yeah.
Mr. Gronk was such a great, he has such a great spirit. He has that enthusiasm that you see Gronk carry around on the football field, now off the field. Talked about, you know, the household, feeding his sons. They're all athletes. I mean, to have that many boys in the house, stuff was being broken every day. They were all competitive with each other. He was really enlightening in talking about what it was like to growing up in the Gronkowski family with five brothers, five boys. They're all competitive, from wrestling to football to basketball, and also his life, how he became a guy that plays football. So interesting, but he's a great spirit, still super prosperous in his business, enthusiastic, loves life. So that was a great talk.
Podcast is a very cool concept, Raising Fame Sports Edition. Listen in on parents who raised kids who ended up becoming huge superstars. Everywhere that podcasts are available, the podcast is now, it dropped yesterday, is available for you to download, Raising Fame Sports Edition. Del Curry joining us as one of the hosts of the podcast. This was a lot of fun, Del. Got to listen to some of the podcasts yesterday. Very cool stuff. I wish you the best of luck with the pod. Hopefully we can catch up again, man.
Hey, thanks for having me. Thanks for the support, and absolutely, anytime.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.